And welcome to the Bonner and Brito Show Hour here on HamiltonRadio.net. And welcome everybody on this glorious Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, August 7, 2006. Again, welcome to the show where we'll discuss real life issues, some funny stuff. We have a special segment we call Uber Wars, where if you're thinking of becoming an Uber driver, maybe this will push you over the edge not to do something like that. Anything. And I am comedian, your host for this evening, Mike Bonner, and my co-host here, Ray Brito. Ray, say hey to everybody.
Howdy doody.
Howdy doody, everybody. So,
howdy doody.
We have a great show lined up. I don't know what time zone you're in, but I hope you're having a good day.
It's the first time I'm actually grabbing a phallic symbol and making sure it's in front of my mouth.
Ray's been going through some stuff, everybody, in case you haven't.
No, this is the whole time. I'm always looking for it.
But anyway, here we are on the Bonner and Brito Hour. So we're going to open the show up here with the station manager, Ruben Rodriguez. He is an Uber driver, an official Uber driver. And we have a segment we call Uber Wars, where Ruben tells us one of his fantastic journeys of the week. So, Ruben, what's your latest story you got to tell us?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for inviting me over. Sorry, I missed you guys.
Yeah, roll over 3 feet, but go ahead.
Want to roll over 3 feet?
Yeah, roll over. Come on over. Roll over and be a part of the show.
I'm rolling over.
So what's your latest crazy story? I mean, this will push you whether to do Uber or not. So go ahead.
Okay. I have to take from last night.
Ooh, recent.
Yes, recent. It was like a piece right out of Hangover, the movie Hangover.
All three of them, Hangover? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because I picked up these four bachelor guys. You know, one was married, one was the second best man.
Oh, so this was a bachelor party.
Yeah.
Okay, and there's only four guys?
Four guys.
Guy has no friends. Okay,
yeah,
go ahead.
No friends at all. Okay.
Were they manly men, geekies, or what were they?
I was trying to figure that out because the groom didn't want to go to the titty bar.
Uh-oh, he's gay. Uh-oh. He's a gay.
I'm not allowed.
Okay. I'm not allowed to go.
Ruben's like.
Come on, let's go.
Ruben was using his Puerto Rican doorbell to pick up the guy.
Nah, it's go.
Isn't that a cowbell?
There it is. That's right. He was driving a semi that day.
There it is.
He's driving a semi.
So anyway, so I'm picking up everybody up. This is my Mexican hatchback.
Yeah, yeah. If you're picking up gay dudes and you're hoping you can get laid because there's no girl. Ruben, just in case you guys just tuned in, Ruben has no girlfriend.
Yeah, I am single, but I am dating.
Okay, you.
No.
All right. So anyway, I'm picking up the guys, right? And they're like,
wait, you better rephrase that. Okay, you're picking up the guys and you're not gay. Okay.
No, exactly.
Okay, go ahead. You're picking up the guys and
you're picking up passengers.
We're gonna start the show over again in a minute. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm picking up the guy passengers at a bachelor party, and the guy's like, this guy doesn't want to go to the city bar because we want to go see some tits. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm married, and the other guy's like, well, you know, I'm married, so I got to be careful. And then they're like, well, after we go to the titty bar, we got to get up and go fishing, because the other guy said, well, my girl says I'll get laid if I catch this codfish or something like that in the lake.
Okay.
Lord, what the?
This gets better.
Who the hell are you? Okay. Were these Catholic priests you picked up?
Right. If you bring me a codfish, I'll give you some.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Bring me cod, they will come.
And I'm like,
he's outside St. Patrick's. Come on, Monsignor. Hurry up, Monsignor.
I got your cod right here.
Come on, Monsignor. I'm picking up a 14-year-old right after this. Monsignor's running.
Hey, you know how to get two priests to fight with each other?
How?
Throw a small child in the middle of the road.
You just took the black guy in the basketball and changed it up on us.
Ka-chunk.
That's what he did.
Okay, so we got the four guys in the car. Yeah. Go ahead.
All right, so...
One guy has been married, so he hasn't seen titties in years. So go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. And the alcoholic, he kept saying, like, how come I'm the second best man? I don't understand why I'm the second best man, Ruben.
He's a depressed drunk.
Really?
Yeah.
He's the depressed
that
drunk.
That guy sounds like he rides a Vespa.
He goes, Ruben, you know, this guy goes. I don't log out of there. And the guy goes.
That was a chainsaw. Go ahead.
He goes, and the other guy goes, you know. The brother-in-law, he never invited me to the cookout before, and that's probably why he made me the second best man. And the guy, dude, I said, dude, I just met you like 8 months ago. I didn't know you 2 years ago.
And he was in a wedding.
Wait, were guys bickering?
Yeah. That he was the second best man.
Second best man.
I'm baffled. You know what? You say that. Yeah, I've seen that. I saw a guy following his wife at a Home Depot. And she was like, okay, we're gonna get flowers. And he was pushing his cart like this emasculated piece of garbage. And I'm like,
demasculated.
Yeah, demasculated piece of garbage. And I'm like, why don't you just go to like to the fucking power tools and some shit and wait until she shows up with the flowers?
Right.
Why do you have to? Nobody's gonna take her. Nobody wants your wife. Nobody wants her.
Your flower picking
She's
wife.
She's got a wandering eye. Nobody wants her.
Nobody wants her at all.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's looking right at you. Meanwhile, her other eye is looking at lumber. Knock it the fuck off.
She's looking at some hard wood.
Everybody's always married the hot chick. So, knock it off.
So you got this depressed bachelor party with four guys, a guy with no friends. Go ahead.
Exactly. So to go with the groom's wishes,
right,
they go to Jenkinson's amusement park. Now it's 11:45 at night, and I'm like, well, we're gonna go get something to eat, we're gonna grab a few more beers. And then the other guy comes to me, right, he goes, I'll see you guys in a minute. He goes, Ruben, when you come back, can you find us a good titty bar?
You don't have to whisper. They're not here.
No, I'm just saying.
You're like, you whisper like they're here.
Ruben's whispering. Like,
yeah, Ruben's whispering.
I'm sorry. I'm just reenacting.
Oh, okay.
The 7,000 people listening to us can't hear you whisper.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
And head nods. Head nods don't work on Ruben.
I mean, Ruben, Ray, will you jerk us off for an extra 200?
I mean, Ray and I have faces for radio, but, you know, it's, go ahead. Go ahead.
So I come back, and they're like, one guy's like, who's going to pay for the ride? Because, you know, we got to pay Ruben. I'll do Lyft. He said, no, I'll do Uber. So they're debating who's going to pay me.
Jesus Christ. Lyft or Uber?
Jesus Christ.
The thing about it, they weren't debating not to pay me. They were debating like how they wanted to pay
me. How to pay through Uber or Lyft. Or
Lyft. Yeah. And I was like, I don't know, flip a coin. I had to do both.
And how'd you get the call, through Uber or Lyft?
No, they actually called me on my phone.
Oh, they kind of, just like that.
That's afterwards. Wow. Someone swallowed.
That's what she said.
You need a sound
night.
Effect for that one.
Ah, Jesus. Hey, wasn't it like a church show before this
after
one?
So after all that,
unfortunately, actually,
I finally took them.
I'm still listening, Ruben.
Yeah. So after all that, I finally find them a titty bar to go to. All
right.
You know, in Asbury Park. And I take them there. They're like, is this place topless? I said, I don't know. I've never been to this one. Maybe you guys should have went to Philly or Atlantic City.
Right.
Or you could have been titty hopping.
Right.
Meanwhile, you're getting paid per mile, right?
Yeah, I am. Yeah. And getting big tips.
Let's go to North Carolina.
By three gay guys?
Four.
Four gays.
Four gay guys. Yeah. Remember, one's married.
But they weren't gay, but there's nothing wrong with being gay, but I'm just saying. If they were gay, you'd probably have more fun.
Probably would. Actually, they kept telling the other guy he's gay, and I said, well, I know this one guy. I know this one place where there's all gay guys.
Right.
And that's another part of the song I'm actually going to lead into. there's a place called Paradise is a Gay Club, right? There. And I said, if you want to, I could drop Tim off there, and I could drop you guys off at the titty bar.
How do you know about the gay place?
Yeah,
well, believe it or not, I was in a car.
Believe it or not, I blew a guy there once. Oh, God.
I'm going to get you for that one later.
Go on.
I met a guy when I was dancing to this.
I can't be picking on my little cousin like that. Because I can crack too, and I don't know if y'all can hang with me.
Weren't you playing that when you thought about that guy's got?
Yes. Well, okay. Only once.
Okay, we got the guys to the bar.
So anyway.
This has been a very long trip, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're staying with us.
So anyway, to leave what you say, how I knew about the gay bar, because which leads into another story. Actually, what happened was, so they all went to the titty bar, and they're all satisfied, and they kept asking me, and then after that, they were like, we want to get laid tonight. And they're like, the other guys, the married guy's like, I want nothing to do with it. If you want to screw the girl, you can screw the girl. So they kept trying to call this girl to get laid, but she never picked up the phone.
I wonder why. The nerd battalion.
They're like, we're willing to pay.
right. They were all shy at first. All of a sudden, they got their I guess, beer muscles.
Well, you know.
Beer muscles, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to go out get laid now.
Red Bull gives you wings. Alcohol gives you balls.
Wing balls. So anyway, which leads to another story. Was when I picked up these three females from the gay club, right? So I'm picking them up from the gay club, and they get into the car, and they're like, oh, weren't those guys fantastic? You know, too bad they're gay. And they're like, yeah, that guy was fine, right? And the one girl was like, well, I didn't care about the guy, but I thought that one girl was fine. and I listened to the story, and the other girl's like, you know, I just can't seem to find the right guy for some reason. I'm like, just
and Ruben adjusts his mirror to his face, starts smiling, giving the smoky eye look.
So I was like, I just picked you up from the gay club. Gay club, and you say you can't find the right guy.
Yeah, you have the wrong tool, sweetie.
You're real.
To pick up the right guy in that bar, you need a bigger dick. Right? Her dick is too small. That's the problem. Oh, that's so she's got
a
vagina.
Shortchanged.
Vagina, yeah. And then, And the funniest thing is that I go back there after I dropped them off. So I actually picked up three gay dudes in the Uber car, right?
I love it. Behave.
Hey,
wait on. What the hell?
No, see, the thing is...
What are you driving, Ruben? A Prius?
Yeah, I mean, he's driving a Prius with a dick hanging out of the rearview mirror.
I know. It's like, holy Jesus.
He's got a big dildo hanging out of the rearview mirror.
Right? Pink car.
It's pink, too.
Well, be honest,
it's pink.
Mary Kay
when you, when you
Ruben's got a Mary Kay Cadillac.
In the Uber app or in the Uber Lyft, you don't know exactly where you're going, or you always get the address number or anything like that. And sometimes when people pin it, it's always in a different location or around the location. So you don't know who you're picking up, and you don't know exactly where you're picking up.
Right.
So you don't know until you actually get there.
Oh, I see.
That's the reason. Yeah.
Russian roulette.
Yep. Okay. I could be picking somebody at the Stone Pony, but they're not exactly at the Stone Pony, or vice versa.
Could be a serial killer.
Across
could
the street.
That's weird.
Drunken.
Yeah. So I don't know. Man. It's all a big surprise.
Let me ask you something. This new car you have. Somebody any shit or piss in the new car?
Or throw up?
Any vomit? Any bodily fluids? One girl.
One girl did it.
In the brand new car.
And
did you shove her face in like a dog?
I didn't even pick her up. The thing is, I didn't even pick her up from a bar.
What'd you pick her up from?
From my house.
And she puked in your car.
Wow, you know you get laid with that one. If she's drunk at home, you know she's easy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, she was really easy.
Or she just called you to puke in your car, I guess.
Yeah, that's what she did. I need an Uber driver.
Believe it or not, right, I picked her up, right, and we pulled to the side of the road the first time because she said she felt sick. So she got out of the car. We waited about 5 minutes, and she didn't do anything. So she said, okay, I'm feeling fine. So she gets back in my car. So we drive a little bit, and I said, maybe you want to grab one of those bags real quick before you.
So you kind of knew she was a little sick.
Put it around your
head. Was she drunk?
She was a little wasted because she was complaining about my parents.
They don't love me.
Because they want me to. They don't want me to play lacrosse. They want me to play some type of ice hockey.
Yeah,
I said
that was recording from Ruben's car.
It actually sounded like that a little bit.
Like that?
Yeah, it did.
And Ruben started throwing up. Then every car started throwing up.
I said, thank God she didn't eat anything. She just drank. She didn't eat anything. She just drank.
So it was just light. You were able to vacuum it up and clean it?
Yeah. She gave me $50.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
And but the DNA is still in the back seat, baby.
Yes, it is. Forever.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, right? Gene, you know what I'm talking about. That's that DNA is there forever.
That's worse than spilling milk in your car.
Oh, you know? Absolutely. Dude, if I have kids, my car smelled like it was making cheese for like 8 years.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, I was able to get it cleaned up really, really good. So we pulled to the side of the road. She was like, don't leave me in the middle of the side of the road. I said, no, I'm not going to leave you the side of the road. I just want you to get out of the car so we can clean the back seat because I got an airport run to do in the morning.
Right.
And she's like, oh, no. She's like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Don't leave me out in the middle of the road. Because we were like in the middle of nowhere. It was dark.
Right.
Oh, she would have got left. I'm sorry. You puke in my car. You're just staying out in the woods.
And I didn't know where we were. We're somewhere in the mountains or something like that.
Holy Jesus.
Yeah. And I don't even remember the town we were in.
That's great.
Yeah.
So one ride cost you $50. You got this girl's vomit all over your back seat.
Yeah, I was able to. I pulled it to this gas station. This Indian guy there gave me like a lot of hot water and
vacuum. No directions.
No directions.
Yeah. Yeah, no directions.
My friend, he just kept saying my friend.
My friend. Yeah. Boss. Boss. My friend.
How you know?
Is she?
I know.
Boss, my friend.
I know. So. Trust me, I know. I look like them. Trust me. They talk to me all the time.
That's what I was about to say.
They think I'm their cousin. What, are you kidding me? They're like, machalachalachalacha.
Do you get any discounts at the gas station?
No. They try.
You know, and it could have went a lot further because she was telling me later that she broke up with her boyfriend and everything.
And, see, well, Ruben?
No.
You're a gentleman, Ruben. You let her puke in
did
your car.
Did you let after that, did she sit in the front seat?
No, I put her in the front seat.
Oh, you did?
You put her in the front seat. Yeah. She was unconscious.
Yeah, I put her in the front seat.
A little chloroform rag.
I thought about it, but until she threw up, I said, I changed my mind.
Did you take her back home?
Yeah, that wouldn't bother me. I've seen kids come out of
the
vagina. I could
kill them.
No, no.
I've seen all my kids come out of the vagina.
No,
my wife had C-section.
No, the thing is, when she
I filmed
she
that
threw
C-section,
up,
was
she
insane.
She threw up all over her body.
Oh, really?
What?
When she threw up, she threw up all over her body and everything. Yeah, that's why I said
we need a sound effect for that.
So if any of you...
You know, Ruben walked her to her apartment, but he didn't know somebody was there, so he was like... Hello, I'm the Uber driver. I have a white drunk girl that's probably going to get me 10 to 15 if the cops find me. She's a white girl. Yeah.
Actually,
and I'm a tall, dark, handsome black gentleman.
Well, she was white.
She was white, right?
Yeah.
Ruben's like, please someone help me. Is Aunt Margaret upstairs? They could take this drunk girl off my hands before I get arrested.
Yeah, she's like, oh, my parents can't find out about this.
No, not at all. No, hey, this is Ruben with the vacuum in his back seat.
Chunk, chunk, chunk,
I gotta
chunk,
clean
chunk,
this up.
Chunk, chunk,
I got
chunk,
I got
chunk,
an airport run in the morning, chunk. Man. Yeah, Monk, help me out with this, Monk.
So if you like to be an Uber driver, dial 1-800 Uber.
Well, you smell me sour.
No, see, the thing is, I would have made. If she didn't throw up over her body, sour. I would have made a move. But I was looking, I was like, nah.
I would have made a move.
She had to take a shower or something.
No, you know what happened? You know what happens there? Now, if the girl's drunk and something happens, she's like, all right, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
That's like rape.
Yeah,
you know, nowadays, man, we'd be doing this from your cell. Ruben would be like, anyway, when I was a Uber driver, when I could actually leave the building.
That's another thing that crossed my mind, too, you know, because she's not conscious or anything like that.
She's not conscious.
Yeah.
And I
when they're not conscious, you need a mask.
Yep.
She's like, she's sleeping and shit. Yeah. She's like, oh, those smell like beer farts.
Yeah, and then when she gets up in the morning, she's like, oh, who are you?
I'm your Uber driver.
That wouldn't bother me from Ray if it was the sound machine. But it's not the sound machine.
It's not the sound machine. It's my lactose intolerance.
And the last sort of thing is, I actually, out of 600 rides, I actually threw out one person out of my car.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I did.
Were they white? Please tell me they were white.
He was white.
Were you moving?
They deserved
it. Some fat white bastard.
Were you moving?
Yeah, I was moving. I left them in some town. I don't know where.
He pushed him out of the car while
it
was moving.
What happened? Was he rude? Was it a rude thing?
What happened was the dude wasn't even paying for the ride. It was his girl that was paying for the ride.
So you threw him and his girl out?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did.
Wait, was she at least good looking?
Oh, yeah. She was hot. She was good looking.
And he was like some fat dude?
Yeah. He got out of the car, but she actually stood in the car for a minute.
Yeah.
Because he got out.
That's when you step on that pedal. But
yeah, I should have. Yeah, I was so pissed off with his attitude.
He was like,
well, what happened was the GPS and both of my GPSs started to freeze when I was traveling. So I was off by like 2 blocks.
They start arguing with each other, your GPS?
No, he started.
Because they're women, they start arguing with
each other. No, it wasn't women. Well, could have been a woman.
Go ahead.
So he was like, you know, you just missed 2 MF turns and everything. I said, what? You're right. I did miss 2 MF turns. And if you don't like it, you can get the F out of my car. He's like, I don't even know where you're at. Oh, that's your effing problem. And I get the hell out.
You got to get the hell out.
Yep. Good.
Hell out.
And I left this fat ass.
And you drove away with your Prius.
Actually, he was lucky. Yeah. I didn't take him.
That a Prius you had?
Yeah, it was a Prius.
Honda Accord.
Holy shit. Honda Accord, not a Prius.
Yeah. Yeah. And I said, you know, I said.
The more nice guy.
I told him. I said, I could have just dropped him off in Trenton. I said, you want to see some wrong turns? I could have dropped him off in Camden
Holy
somewhere.
Shit.
In some hood in Camden, or I could have dropped him off in Trenton.
You could have got aerated.
Oh, no.
No, he was happy as hell when he threw them out.
Oh, when I threw him out, I was happy.
You're out.
Yeah, you're out. So that doesn't deter me from doing my rides because, you know, most of every, about 600 rides, you know, everybody's been, you know.
But don't try to make up because we had just a bunch of people quit Uber now after hearing those stories.
I don't know if anybody.
That means more money for me.
So you went, tell us about the DNC.
Oh, you want to go to DNC now?
Yes, you went to the DNC convention.
Yes.
What is that? That one? Vaginal cleaning?
Yes, it is.
Isn't that what they call it? Don't they call it vaginal cleaning the DNC?
DNC. Yeah. The DNC convention. Yeah. Vaginal Cleaners Anonymous. Go ahead.
The doctor has to do a DNC on your vagina, right? Am I crazy? How the hell would I know that?
It's more like dicks and cunts.
We would take that back. But
we got a sound effect for that?
No.
We do.
Yes. Oh, my.
Happy pussy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's calm down to DNC. Go ahead.
All right. Okay. So
we're not talking about the speaker.
Okay. Obama lands at Philadelphia International. Right. So you got all the place looked like something out of the Hunger Games.
Wow.
Or District 9. Everything was sealed off by not aluminum fences, steel gates all over the place. And believe it or not, only way you can get into certain parts if you were actually an Uber driver.
Wow.
To get in. And
So the secure police, no good.
No.
But if you were an Uber driver, you're right in there.
Degenerate lives in his mother's basement and drives 3 days a week. We're good.
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that.
Not a problem.
Not a problem.
Don't worry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm an Uber driver.
Come on, hurry up. The hooker in the truck's getting warm.
Starting to smell.
She's starting to smell. Hurry up. I got to pick up.
Pick up. So.
Anyway. Senator from Omaha.
Right. Go ahead.
So we're there. You know, Obama lands. You know, comes in. You know, he gives his speech and everything. And then on my way out, I picked up these three seniors from the DNC. They said, "What did you think of the speech right there?" I thought he sucked. And she's like, "What do you think about Hillary?" I think she's a crook.
You know why those white women were asking you? Because they wanted to feel.
Yeah.
They wanted to feel that connection.
I said, I don't have a problem with women being the president. Yeah. I just don't think that woman, or whatever you want to call it, to be the president of the United States.
Right.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And
you can't lie.
No, and I'm not too thrilled with Trump either.
No.
So I said, you got a crook and you got a schnook.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is. I'll tell you when you say that on Hillary. What I think here's the basic point is: if you own a business, right?
Yeah.
Who would, if they were sitting in front of you and you knew exactly what you know, and you wanted to make your business better, which is technically America, it's technically your business, right?
Mm-hmm.
If everybody makes more money, they can spend more money. Economy moves, right?
Right.
And they're sitting both in front of you, and you get to hire them because you technically do, mm-hmm. not really, but you do, right? With your vote, it makes you feel good. Who would you? Who would you vote for? So you got to take that. When you do your vote, you got to take it like as a job interview and go, well, did you? And they're like, well, I didn't. It wasn't. I was for it before I was against it. And she's like very wishy-washy. Now, I'm not saying she doesn't have years in history and, you know, knowledge of it. It's not what I'm saying. I'm saying if you want somebody that's going to be able to move your economy, get your economy moving and make your bottom line work, Trump's the guy.
Well, you have two shitty candidates, and you just like you're picking the one that.
Yeah,
you
but
think
you got to remember. You got to remember. The president really runs very little.
Right.
Right.
I mean, his policies could fuck shit up, but
you know,
the president runs very little.
Right. Like his finger on the nuke button. Yeah. Okay.
Did you ever see that? They need nine guys to turn on a nuke. You ever seen that? And meanwhile, they got the president's got the
no.
This isn't like Mattel. He doesn't have a big button. He lifts the bang. You know what I mean? It doesn't do that. That's not what happens.
Flying through the air. But no, she's been nothing but we're getting
it's our political part of the show.
You got the big red button.
Bang.
Yeah. Okay. go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. No.
Oh, so anyway.
It was more than 5 seconds. I already forgot what I was talking about. So go ahead.
That's right. So I picked up these ladies and we were having discussions. They're like, well, I said, don't you have a mother? And do you have sisters? I said, yeah, I have a mother and I have sisters.
No, I was hatched. I was a hatchling.
Yeah.
Exactly. She's like,
I was an adopted.
The white women are trying to get into your life.
You had a mother.
Then you know what it is? They probably need to fill the black friend quota. Were you going to be the black friend quota?
Yeah.
I know.
Like, they're like, we need to fill that one black friend. I don't have a black friend. And I need one.
You had a mother that used to smell your toes and bite them and yell poo-tinky? Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, go ahead.
And go, it's a bit better. So we get into this little debate, and she goes, well, how do you know Hillary was involved in Benghazi? I said, well, you got to check.
She was?
Well, she was.
Yeah, because she said she was.
Yeah. And I said, we never heard any documents on it. I said, where do you get your sources from? I said, first, you got, which I don't agree with them, but I do use it for information. You have Fox and CNN, but you also got your alternative news like RT News, Alex Jones, The Young Turks, and other
Facebook.
Facebook. You know, well, yeah, at the time.
If it's on Facebook, it's true.
Absolutely.
So they're like, well, we got to look that up. I said, look up Hillary Clinton, Benghazi, and you'll see why I feel that she's not able to be president, because how are you going to let all those guys die in the consulate?
Right.
And then the other bum that's in the White House, one of the other people, told the military to stand down.
Right.
So,
well, yes, I mean, you had a...
Well, she's a liar. Even when she landed in, where was it, Croatia, Chechnya, whatever, she's like, oh, we had remember that? We had sniper fire.
But,
with a little girl right there.
Yeah,
and then they got video of her walking around, waving at people. Like, don't you know that there's cameras all over the place?
But like,
so anyway,
so go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
So then we're talking back, and they're like, "Well, you know, why did you come to the DNC if you don't like Hillary?" I said, "Because there's information. Plus, I'm making money.
Plus, I'm Uber, drunk congressman all over the place,
driver, baby.
Yeah,
I just tell him they owe me $200,
and I told him,
pay
I
it.
Said, if the Democratic Party is so, the whole thing about is socialism and giving people money. Well, guess what? I'm going to drive you. And I'm going to get money from you.
Right. You wanted to scare the hell out of those old white women. All you got to say is going. Your Social Security is going away.
I scared the hell out of some congressman though.
Did you?
I picked up. Yeah.
What'd you do?
Well, basically, when I picked them up, you know, we talked about the old ladies. I went back and I picked them up from the DNC, and we're going back. So they're like, "So, Ruben, what do you think about the president's speech and Michelle?" And I said, "Oh, it was a good speech. I don't like the bum, but yeah, he's a good speech." And then we're driving down, right? So I'm using Waze. So Waze, we go down these eerie streets, you know, in Philly. So I go this with my door. I go with my door locks, and I said, "So, Congressman, I got a bone to pick with you guys."
You guys trying to open the door. Kicking out the window.
I know. Same thing as my car won't engage the door locks when it's in motion. They locked themselves. So I kept driving. And I was driving like really slow, like 20 miles an hour.
Wow. Starting to sweat.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the sun
He's
was going down.
The surroundings.
You ever seen like one of those... You ever see one of those like Rocky movies or horror movies when the sun's going down, you're down those eerie streets, and you just know that this is probably going to be...
Right, right. Congressman calls up his protective orders like, "I'm being kidnapped by..."
By an Uber.
Uber
by
driver.
Uber.
I've been Ubered. I've been Ubered.
So finally, the sun sets and I drop the Dow, and I go, "Well, I said, guys, think about what I said and everything. I'd never seen a congressman and his aides get out of my car so fast."
Really?
Even though it was just a joke.
The wow. The guy's like, "I think I'm being kidnapped by Morgan Freeman. Help me."
But getting on to Hillary, you know, I think Judge Jeanine last night put it, I guess put it in perspective, because Trump, like, you know, a little loose cannony. But she said, you know, "I'd rather have somebody who shoots it out there and just with all his nuttiness and everything than somebody who lies, you know, blatantly lies right out."
Well, did you see her blatantly lie to Mike Wallace?
Yes. That's what
I mean,
she
she's
was
like,
talking
well,
about.
Well,
Mike, that's not exactly what I said.
And
what
then, did you see that press conference? It was all like black and Hispanic reporters did never report on her. Like, supposedly, their history is like reporting Telemundo and, you know, BET music and shit. And they never follow her up, right? So it just turned out that they put her there. And, like, they were asking questions, like, okay questions. but they weren't really like step up like, hey, what happened in Benghazi? Why did four guys die? Why did it take 13 hours for us to go over there? Why didn't why didn't anybody go there?
I'll tell you that because Hillary is known for diverting questions.
Yeah.
She'll say like, for instance,
she pulls a matrix.
She's a professional politician.
I can't answer that right now, but that's for another time and moment. You know,
yeah,
right. Or they get to rally.
Yeah.
And security. I'll tell you. I short circuit.
You say that. I tell you who's amazing. Who is it? Loretta Lynch, the Attorney General.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for talking gobbledygook. Holy
she's.
Crap.
Oh, I cannot that answer that at this time.
Question.
I cannot answer that at this time, Gene.
Go all the way around.
I'll revert back to what I was saying earlier. No, revert back. She's amazing. I hate her, but I love her professionalism. Dude, she's the, like, she's
20,
like attorney general, 20
minutes
man.
Of nothing.
Yeah, she's like, well, and she doesn't get riled up. She's just there. Well, I'll refer you back to Comey, Agent Comey said. That I'm like, I start punching myself in the face. I'm so angry.
Well, you know what it is? She's lying so much, she don't want to lie.
Yeah.
She just keeps saying the same thing, so she's redirecting. That's exactly what they keep doing.
Yeah. That's exactly. Yeah. If you don't answer it, you didn't lie.
Right.
See, that's the whole thing. She's very under the law. Mm. And hate her or like her or whatever, she's not. She's brilliant.
And another thing that they pull, and her too, is like, well, where can we get the information? Well, see one of our aides.
I'll revert you back to the paperwork.
The team. Yeah. What fucking team?
right.
I hope your team ends up like what's that band? Freebird. What was that band? Leonard Skinner. I hope your team has the same plane, stupid.
But that crap like pulling the Khan family up there like that, we're a gold star family. You know, I'm a gold star brother, you know. And those people, you know, back then, my brother's death, I think they got $5,000 or something stupid like that. Now they got $250,000 to $800,000 this family gets on the death of a soldier, you know. And there's all that involved and things like that, you know. And he's saying all this bull crap stuff. You know,
you know what it was, too. And listen, the Democratic, whatever, Republican, whatever, I'm a libertarian. I am so close. I like
issues
government so small.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I like it so small that if you actually take away a guy, the government's about to fall apart. You just add that one guy. And that one guy, if that one guy is off or he's got a fever, mm-hmm. there's a chance the whole government will fall apart. I like government like that. It's overinflated,
right.
And that's what it is. And people think, and Democratic Party's great for this. They're great to put people on the dole. And it's great because what happens when you stick them onto that dole, it makes them dependent. But Franklin said, the government that can give her everything can take it all away.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. They make you so dependent. Look, we're in a country here. Do you have a criminal background?
No.
You're clean, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're an Uber driver.
Yeah.
Why can't you carry a gun? See my point?
Yeah.
You see my point? Right. Why can't you?
Oh, no, I agree.
You see what I mean?
You should be able to.
So if I'm a cop, here's the crazy. But here's the thing. I'm a cop, right? I decide to stop being a cop. I can still carry my gun forever.
Yeah, you can.
Why? Right. So my life as a former cop is more important than Gene's life as a former mechanic for the police department?
Well, I know exactly what you mean.
I used to carry a gun, too.
Yeah, well, that's my point.
Just like in France.
You should be able to.
In France, no one's like,
can you still carry or no?
That's why they're sitting ducks.
No, I don't carry anymore.
Well, did you ever hear about the French
cars
gun?
Cars home, they had shotguns in it, and they had guns in it.
Oh, yeah, so you had to.
You used to be a cop?
No, I was just saying if I was a cop.
Oh. If he was, pretend.
No, I wasn't going to. But what I'll tell you is if you're able to carry a gun, right? You should. If you're able to pay taxes, look. This is my point of enslavement. People think enslavement's gone. It's not.
Right.
Enslavement isn't gone.
Right.
People think we're free. No one's free. We have the idea of free. Think about this. As soon as you get arrested, what are the two things they take away from you?
Your voting rights.
Right.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
And
because why?
Right.
Exactly. They take away the two most important rights.
Crooks can't vote for Crooks.
The Second Amendment and the 14th Amendment, which is your right to vote and your right to carry an arm. And now what that does, it makes you a slave. Now here's my argument with that. And I even had Democrats go, well, do you want a violent criminal carrying a gun? No. But he should have the right to vote. And after he paid his debt to society, his debt should be paid in full.
Right.
If not in full, then he should still be in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what I mean? If he's paid in full, why can he not carry a gun? If he paid his debt, why can he not carry a gun? Because I'll tell you this. Because now you're making him a true
Well,
slave, because if you can't vote, you have no representation. No representation without taxation, right?
Right, exactly.
So if you can't vote, you shouldn't be able to pay taxes.
And I agree with you.
That's the problem.
A lot of people in jail are in jail, and they never even carried a gun. It'd be maybe for possessions of drugs.
Exactly. Right. You're doing 10 years because of the mandatory minimums, right, that were brought on by Reagan. And there's some guy in jail, right, who's been there 13 years because he had a dime bag. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's crazy. Maybe if Ronnie Reagan toked up a little bit, maybe he wouldn't have the Alzheimer's and shit his pants at 90.
You know? Oh, yeah, I agree with that.
This is not only a comedy show, it is an educational show, ladies and gentlemen.
It is, but you know what it is? People, one thing government will never do is give you power back. Once they have it,
anything back,
it's never coming back.
Look at Social Security. Right. You pay all your life, and if you die before your time to collect, guess who keeps the money? You know, where's all that? You know,
well, exactly. Things like that. How about this? How about you work your ass off, right? All of a sudden, you're dying. You know you're dying. You want to leave it to your kids. The government takes you 50%. What are they, the fucking Sopranos all of a sudden? Hey, I understand dad died, but we get our VIG. What the fuck? What'd you do?
Well, no, listen.
Exactly. You fucking did nothing. Listen, you did nothing to get 50.
We get the money or the kids' legs break or something.
Well, no, exactly. I just went through this stuff. Like, my sister passed, and I was the executor and stuff like that. And so her house gets valued at the date of death. And 6 months after that date of death value, they come in and assess it that day, the state wants 11%. I'd give them a $42,000 check.
Right.
They don't care where it comes from. You owe us $42,000, and they put a hold on everything, all her accounts and everything.
Until they get that money.
Yeah.
Right. That's ridiculous. It's, Jesus, I gave them a brand new truck, something my parents were supposed to leave to me. But you're looking at the farmers who own hundreds and hundreds of acres,
right?
And the father leaves it to the kid.
Right.
He passes on, and the state says, okay, you got 3,000 acres, and you owe us $250,000.
They're all
fucking,
it's all criminal.
So anyway.
Look, man, it's on a hand.
Boy, did we get diverted. We were Uber driving, now we're... representation without taxation.
I segued into it.
Absolutely right. When somebody says we're in a free... And like, we might be, but there are a bunch of free... Switzerland's free, England's free. England got screwed up now because of the European Union, because that's why they have all those Muslims in there. Yep. But think about this. Next time you think you're free, you go out with your wife and you go have a picnic in a park, but make sure you leave before it gets dark, because you can't be there until dark. And then if you're leaving, make sure that you have an inspection sticker on your car, because that's going to cost you $130 for somebody to make sure your car is okay. But to inspect it, and you go, so what does this mean? My car's safe? He goes, yeah, it's a safety inspection. I go, so if the car breaks down, who do I sue? Oh, we're not responsible for anything. It's just a sticker.
It's just a sticker.
So it's a game, right?
Yeah. It's a game.
So the next day you get frustrated. You're like, you know what, man? I'm so pissed off. I'm going to get my fishing pole, and I'm going to go fishing. And then they're like, not without a fishing license.
$26.
You want to stick the fish? Oh, you want to stick your fishing pole in this thing? It's gonna cost you.
You caught a trout.
We stocked that lake.
If you want to marry your girl, make sure you get a license, because you know we have to give you permission to marry her.
Absolutely, and you need permission to also divorce her.
Yeah.
Listen.
It's an all lawyer thing.
It's funny. People wonder when I go to court, why I don't pay anything ever. I haven't paid a ticket in 9 years, and that's because when I am there, I'm not under their jurisdiction. As soon as I say that I'm reserving all my rights under the Constitution, they get annoyed. See, because when you go to court...
I love that.
When you go to court, they do UCC law.
Right.
And what they're doing is
Uniform
Commercial Code. And why can they charge you with that? Because you have a driver's license. When you sign your driver's license, you signed yourself into that contract. And it's a legal contract. So when you go there and you sign yourself out of it with a UCC 1-308, and so when you hand this to the court, court's like, fuck! You see what I mean?
I can't do anything. It's out of their jurisdiction.
And then I say, you don't have any jurisdiction because I'm holding under UCC 1-308. And he goes, well, we're gonna say, I go, no. If we're going to trial, we're going to do trial by jury, because that's what I'm supposed to get under the Constitution.
Did we mention that Ray married a lawyer?
You see what I'm saying? See, when people say we don't have the Constitution. The Constitution isn't mine. If somebody ever says I have the Constitution, they're a fucking moron. Mm-hmm. The Constitution isn't mine and yours. our freedom are so much larger than that, so much bigger.
Yeah.
The Constitution is like the fence line for the government, no, not to cross.
He didn't.
Fuckers,
just get hit
this
in the
is
head.
The Constitution. This is where you can't cross. Mm-hmm. And if you stay there, you're fine. The biggest problem is when black men get pulled over, they try to argue with a guy with a gun on the street. If the cop says, get arrested, you're going to get arrested. No cop has ever said takesies, backsies, ever. And I constantly tell that to my friends. I was like, it's never going to happen, ever. Yeah. As soon as a cop says, you're under arrest, you're under arrest. Put your hands, argue with him later.
Black people were still slaves when the Constitution was signed. We wasn't involved in that. That's why they locked
I'm Irish. You know, I was slave, too.
Absolutely.
And Italian. Italian slaves, too.
We were slaves.
Yeah, absolutely.
Monk hey, lets us play
hey,
here
Monk,
every Monk, Sunday night.
I grew up in Mozambique, Africa. I was nowhere near that. That ain't me, brother. I'm probably more militant than you.
Oh, shit. that kind of show.
Yeah. Right, you're preaching to the choir. I'm telling you.
Crap.
Right?
Yep.
I'm going to court now over a dog license.
Let's talk about it.
Okay,
dog lights, crazy.
Ladies,
you need your license to have a dog.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are HamiltonRadio.net, and if you want to call in and argue with Ray, you'll lose the argument.
I did get a ticket, so I forgot to stamp the thing.
Right.
609-800-1003.
And I go to court, you know, to pay the $75 ticket. So
right. How much is the punch thing?
$75.
Yeah, $75.
Who do you punch?
You got it's like a $1.50 thing. But the thing is, I had the ticket and I ran and got the train, so I forgot to punch the thing. So the inspector came over.
It's crazy.
So I showed them my ID, and the guy was like, "Oh, I already wrote out the ticket." So when I
it's him for you. Your problem. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, exactly. Because I showed him my county. I work for the county. He goes, oh, "Right. I wish you would have showed me that earlier." Well, and everything. You didn't ask.
He was already right. I'm already writing out the ticket.
Well, then obviously you're going to have to already
writing out the quota for the month. Sorry, I don't care.
Captain needs a new pair of shoes.
Is that like in a restaurant when you say, wait, I changed my mind. Hold on a minute here. So I already wrote it down, sir.
So I go to the courtroom.
And no, give you his backsies.
Gives you backsies. You made that shit up.
So you went to the you go to the clerk and what happened?
No, I go to the courtroom. I go for the judge and I told him, I said, pretty much, I just, for some reason, it worked out. But I said, Your Honor, I don't have a checkbook with me right now, but I got one at home. And right now, here I'm about to, waive my rights under the Constitution because I'm here under for a fine, but not a criminal charge. He says, okay, go on and just, bring a check in later. I walked out, and everybody was like, how the hell did he do that?
Well, what you could do? You just disqualify the judge. You see what you say. You tell the judge, Your Honor, can I get a fair and just trial if there's a conflict of interest? And he'll go, oh no, there won't be a conflict of interest. But if for you to get a fair trial, there won't be one.
Yeah.
So I go, okay, Your Honor. One more question, Your Honor. Who pays you? So he'll say, the city of Robbinsville. And you go, so you're paid by the plaintiff, and I'm supposed to get a
fair trial.
I go, just so you know, Your Honor, just on the record, I'd like that as an appealable offense.
Exactly.
And that's it. And you just write that. And it was like he'll grin his teeth and he'll get pissed off because, look, if you...
You got to challenge him.
You got to challenge him. And he'll scare you. He's going to scare you. And what I constantly tell my black friends out there, I get pulled over so much, my black friends won't drive with me. I swear to God. They're like, no, hell no, I drive with him. I would rather drive with a guy with gold teeth than drive with Ray because Ray got pulled over. There's a guy with gold teeth. He's got a pot plant in his back window. They'll drive with him. They won't drive with me.
Ray
gets Cheech and Chong type.
I get pulled over constantly.
Ray can be a terrorist driving. Right.
It doesn't matter what I'm driving. I could be driving a BMW convertible. It doesn't matter what I'm driving.
No, because you look like a terrorist.
Yeah, if
Puerto
I'm driving
Rican
a convertible,
to
like Colombian drug dealer. Or I own three gas stations. And my name's Habib.
Habib.
But see, that is profiling you. And you can sue him every freaking time.
But I don't care. Listen, I don't care. The cop comes over to me. I'm always very nice and pleasant.
Yeah, but
and here's what I learned. And I constantly tell my black friends this.
Don't say
if the police officer says to you, get out of the car. Get out of the car. If he says, put your hands behind, you're under arrest, go, okay, sure. Listen, there's a thing in my pocket. Dude, just go to jail. It's fine. You're going to go to jail, and the next morning when they try to release you for nothing, don't sign shit. And then what you do is stay in jail and call your lawyer, have him come out, and then you can sue him for kidnapping. Because any time they take you off the street for nothing is a kidnapping. You understand? A false arrest is kidnapping.
We have a conspiracy theory here.
No, no, it's not.
You're kidnapping a sovereign citizen on the...
No, it's not it. I know Mike is kidding
about because
his kids are cops, but for you to be able to grab somebody off the street, you need to have some probability to be able to take...
Unless they're hurting somebody.
Right.
They're in the right.
But they can always...
I have a problem with Ray saying, just get arrested. Just go to jail.
What's going
to
happen? No, what's going to happen?
My butthole might be a lot bigger than
that. No,
next
no. What's
going
to happen?
No.
You got to look.
I'm not going to jail.
Look, it's very simple. What you normally have is.
Bubba's
have,
waiting for me. I am not being Bubba's girlfriend.
No, no. It's very simple. You have young kids.
I know I have a nice ass.
We're nervous.
No, Bubba don't like hairy asses.
Well, not today.
I told you.
Maybe sometimes I like it a little shaved. But you have these young kids who are 20-something, who live with their parents, mm-hmm. and they're overzealous and anxious.
Right.
And they already are assuming a problem. So they're very alert and very, just get out of the car. Yeah. Just get out of the car.
Everybody's defensive already.
If he wants to search your car, go, listen, just so you know, I don't consent to this search.
Right. And you're allowed to say that.
When they find the hooker. Yes.
They didn't have the right to find a hooker.
Right, exactly.
The little boy in the box in
yeah,
the trunk.
Yeah, the little boy in the trunk. Yeah.
But you know, no, I have a better solution. How about you tell a joke, crack the guy up, and he says, "Go on." Yeah, that's real funny.
It's happened
a
lot.
That's the first thing you get funny. You roll down all the windows, get funny, and they let you go, or you bitch about your wife. Oh, she's giving me a hard mm-hmm. time. That's why I ran down three people on the sidewalk.
Right. Normally the police officers are super cool. Look, these cops, they don't. I got to be honest with you. I have a lot of police friends. None of them want to be doing this revenue collection for their courts. They don't want to.
No.
You know, they really want to be changing things. They want to stop crime, stop some drunk guy. You know what I mean? They want to do stuff. All this ancillary shit where, oh, I pulled you over because your
taillight's
beauty. Out. Yeah, your $45 taillight. My son had the best one with that. He goes, so when they pull you over for a taillight, they give you a ticket? I'm like, yeah. I go, did he? He goes, I swear to God, he looks at me, he goes, did he give you a bulb too? I'm like, no. And like, he thought they gave you equipment to fix your problem. I'm like, they don't do that.
You know what's funny?
What?
You get a ticket from that guy, you go down the street, another guy gets you a ticket for the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
go from town to town.
I left the station one time. I got pulled over three times
for
the same back bulb, and I got pulled over. And the guy goes, "You know your taillight's out." I go, "It's a BMW. You know BMWs, taillights are always out.
You burst into flames when you start them." Yeah,
yeah, but it's absolutely true. But look, I constantly tell these guys, don't answer questions. Say yes sir, no sir. Put your hands behind your back.
Right.
Get in the car. As soon as that happens, your whole night's going to be better because he's not going to get crazy. He's going to be calm. Trust me, he doesn't want his day to get harder, and he's already nervous. So the first time you move and you act goofy, he's going to pull out his gun and fuck you up.
He's going to shoot you.
Yeah. So I tell all my black friends out there, Spanish friends, Portuguese motherfuckers who do tile and shit, if he says you're under arrest, no cop has ever taken it back, ever. I have a bunch of cop friends. I go, did you ever go, you're under arrest, and go, you know what? I changed my mind. No cop has ever taken an arrest back. Once they say you're under arrest, you're going. You're gone. You're as good as gone.
Well, you know what I mean? Those are words. They can cuff you, but they don't tell you you're under arrest yet. But
well, they can detain you, and you say, right. Am I under arrest?
They don't have to read your rights anymore, you know.
No, they still do.
No, a lot of them don't have to.
No, that's
because
bullshit.
They Miranda, a lot of them Miranda, forget. A lot of them forget.
Then if they forget, it's kidnapping. Miranda, and Miranda's a fucked up case because Miranda actually raped a girl. You read that Miranda versus Arizona. That's how that came up.
Oh, wow.
But you read Miranda. Jose Miranda was his name. He raped a girl.
Jose Miranda.
Yeah, that was his
Miranda
name.
Yeah,
that's where that came from.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
That's why they call it the Miranda form.
Yeah, the Miranda rights. Yeah, because apparently he raped this girl. But he gave all these things, and then his lawyer was like, oh, he was coerced into this. So after that, the Supreme went all the way up to Supreme Court. Push the Miranda rights that you have to read these. You know what your rights are. Da, 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 da. You have the right to remain silent and all that bullshit. So that came out of a really fucked up case. Jose Miranda apparently raped somebody in Arizona. It's Jose Miranda versus Arizona.
Well, let me ask this question. This is funny too because you said you have the right to remain silent.
Yeah.
So why are they keep asking you the same question? Well, what do you know? What do you know? Well, if you have the right to remain silent, like, remain silent.
They
intimidate you.
They intimidate you. They can lie to you as well. You can't lie to them. They can legally lie to you.
To make you give information.
Yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact, I have a good friend of mine who's a super funny comic, Eric Potts. And
yeah, I know Eric. He was a
great guy, super funny dude. And he was telling, when they were telling, talking stories, I love it. He's got amazing stories. You ever listen to stories, great stories. And the guy was telling me that he, like, talking about some pedophile. And it's amazing what these cops got to do. Because he was a detective in Plainsboro.
Yeah.
And he's got to be like, yeah, I know this. Man, those little kids, sometimes they look great. He's got to get into that, to their mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which is sick. And he goes, sometimes I'd go home and I couldn't sleep and I'd feel sick about it.
I got you.
But I knew if I got this motherfucker off the street, I did my job.
Right.
So he would get into that mentality where he was either, he wanted to feel like that rapist so he can get that commonality. And these guys would just spew their bullshit to him. You know what I mean? That's an amazing tactic, well, but it also weighs on you.
Right, right, right.
You know what I mean? I mean, the guys, he was in law enforcement for 32 years, I think.
Yeah.
And just a brilliant guy, brilliant, funny dude. But you can tell, like, sometimes he would talk to you. It would be like he was in it now. These guys go through a lot of shit, man, and that's why I tell you, make their day easier. If they got a situation, cops really want their day to go easy. And if they pull you over, say, "Listen, I don't have this. I forgot. Whatever it is, can you be easy? You know,
is that why
I got 9 kids? Whatever the fuck your story is, you know what I mean?
Is that why most cops show up after a fight?
Somebody just threw up my car. I drive for Uber, and somebody threw up my car. Yeah. And I'm pissed off about it. Some drunk chick threw up my car.
The white drunk girl isn't mine. I didn't buy her drinks.
I didn't buy her a drink.
That's not my chloroform on a rag.
Yeah.
Those aren't my sleeping pills.
Okay, so we went educational. We went to the convention, Uber driver. You want to be an Uber driver. If you'd like to advertise on this station, to this show or any other shows, you can contact Gene at hamiltonradio.net. And what's her phone number? Gene?
609-800-1003.
If you'd like to advertise on this show.
Or you can email at admin@hamiltonradio.net.
That's the best way.
Oh, good, good, good. I was afraid you might make it small so it's easy to remember.
Yeah.
I can make it smaller.
/.net. Admin.
Hamil.net.
Oh, that's good. @hamil.net?
You're just making shit up now.
Like, email won't go nowhere.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Return.
Ruin. Return. Yeah.
Hey, how come when I sent that email, I got a bunch of cocks back? It was like some gay porn.
Some Uber driver.
Yeah, some Uber driver.
Some
gay
Uber
porn.
Driver. In a Prius. But seriously, it is admin@hamilton.net.
And the reason why I get out of hand like that is because
you did go off a little, right? You were scaring me.
And I'll tell you why. Because I have friends of mine.
Your eyes are bugging.
I know forever. I went to Passaic High, so I have a lot of black friends, and it annoys me that good guys end up with a bad name over something stupid. 9 times out of 10 is that they start getting in their own head. They start thinking, oh my God, this guy's going to kidnap me and shoot me and put me in the fucking woods, and they start getting really anxious. Yeah. If you calm down and say, can I have another cop here? You know, if I'm under arrest and I'm under arrest, do your thing. The next day, when they want to release you for no fucking reason, say, listen, I'd like to call my lawyer. And then call some
public. Why does Ray want to stay in jail?
Because...
you know what happens? He picked up a hooker and he goes, do you want to ride my? You want to ride my Prius? And the hooker goes, you want to ride my penis? I said, no, Prius.
She's like, with that Prius, you don't have a penis.
I know.
Did you have a Prius before?
Never had.
All right.
I just made it up.
The small dictates the small.
Yeah. Yeah. Good Lord, a Prius, son.
I know. I went into car shopping. I never even seen a Prius. So when I was at the Toyota dealership, I sat in that car just to see what it's filled like, you know, in the showroom. You know, I was like, this car sucks. You know, it's just too small.
It's too feminine.
I spent 2 days ago. My father-in-law buying another car at the GMC dealer, right?
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Here's the greatest thing.
Oh, he's getting a new one?
Yeah, because he fucked up his other one. He fucked up his old one, and then 2 months later, fucks up the brand new one.
Oh, smashed it.
Yes, yeah, smashed it. He's 85, and it turns out none of the accidents were his fault. Thank God.
Not. Of course
not. Because as soon as, even when the accident's not your fault, you get blamed. But when you're 85, they automatically look at you like,
oh, yeah,
blue.
Yeah.
And it turns out the police report said it wasn't his fault.
We should take his license.
Yeah, we should take his license. But so we go to the dealer, right? And I'm trying to get out of there. Well, the car's like 31. I'm trying to get out of there for like 26. Turns out to be 27.4. Great price. And the guy's a little annoyed. But we did that whole let's get in the car and leave. We got in the car and left, and
they called
us back,
right? That's what
you got
to do, yeah.
That's what you got to do, Gene. Yeah. So the guy called us back. We go back. I'm like 27. Okay, I out the door. A finance guy comes out. Black dude. Nice dude. He's like, yo, my brother. I'm like, my brother? All right. How we doing?
Close.
Right? I love it because you know what happens, I noticed? This is what I noticed. Uh-huh. I'm a weird way where I feel weird. Here's why I feel. My kids play football and they play lacrosse, right? Mm-hmm. And if I'm talking to a white parent, I'm like, hey, how are you? Hey, fine. And then when the black parent comes by, I automatically start taking his inflection. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, he starts talking.
Yo, homie. Yeah, what you doing, bro?
There's a really good friend of mine. I don't know if he's on Facebook tonight, but his name is Bruce Washington, right? He's a super nice dad. He's super nice guy, great coach. And he's like, you know, he's a black dude. So when I'm talking to like one of the white dads, we're all right. And I'm like, yeah, well, the kids are doing great. And then I see him. He's like, yo, Ray. I was like, what's up, kid? How we doing? I was like, it just changed. Like, my inflection changed. I'm like, why the hell did I do that? I don't even know why.
This happened all the time on a football team. Be hanging out. You know, I'm with all the, you know, I'm just talking with the brothers. And the guy come over. And it's like, all of a sudden, he's, hey, Mike, how you doing? And the brothers come over. It's like, yo, man, what's happening?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I start doing all the generations and stuff. And I'm like, Ira. What the hell's that?
Yeah, I catch myself, and then I try to come back. Like, I try to come back without him noticing. Mm. But I know he notices because he saw me on the side of the road one time. We just met up at the light. He's like, yo, Ray. I was like, yo, what's up, kid? I go, hello. So he starts laughing. And I don't know why I do it. I don't know if it's – is it even racist that I do it?
Now you can't stop
it. I was annoyed by it. I was like, what's up, kid? He was like, hey, kid. I was like, oh, football's about to start. I'm like, yeah, it's off the chain. I was like, I'm driving away, and I'm listening to Michael Bolton.
I saw your boy cutting it's the called,
record. It's called adapting to the situation.
I can't believe I do that. Meanwhile, with white parents, I'm like, oh, sure, absolutely.
I'm such a faker. On there.
I really am a fake piece of garbage, aren't I?
Politicians do it all the time.
I hate myself. Yeah, I noticed. I've been doing a Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton. Well, you know what's funny? Trump goes around kissing babies. Hillary Clinton goes around killing babies.
There we go.
Did you see the picture? There's a picture. There's a picture of two people. There's like a young actress and Hillary Clinton, and they're holding a donuts. I guess they're at the donut shop.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that one? Yeah. The girl's got the donut with the little hole, and Hillary's got one
stretched hole
like a big, giant, retarded hole. Looks like I had 9 kids, and one had a mongoloid head. You know, just big head.
Like just white kid when he came out. It didn't slither out. It just popped.
Boom. Just ruined that with JJ.
Ruined that damn thing. Good thing it was the last kid.
No wonder Bill didn't want to go back into it.
Oh, good Lord.
Who the hell wouldn't want to?
If it wasn't the last Lord. Kid, it would have been the last.
The lips are like the Mack truck, you know, the truck flaps.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You know, it's funny.
This show just went to hell, right?
It's funny because this is my impression of Hillary Clinton's gynecologist.
Hey, I haven't seen you in a while.
We had 8,000 listeners last week. This week we'll have 6 by the end of the show. In flames.
We just burned it, baby.
So we had an education. We talked about politics. We talked about Uber, and we didn't get to talk about real life situation and what's going on with Ray and all his family and stuff like that. But we will discuss it next week. We're kind of winding down here. We're down in the last couple minutes here. Right, Gene?
Yes.
Gene, we're winding down. So, again, join us here every Sunday at 8:30, ladies and gentlemen, as Ray throws the microphone around, on the Bonner and Brito Hour. And we next week we'll have a segment, Late Bloomers, where we introduce comedians who started later in life for one reason or the other, whatever it is, and now they're doing comedy, and we interview that. And hope you enjoyed the show, and see you here next week. Ray, Anything to say? End up the show. Wind it up.
Yeah, man. Don't forget to check me out on Facebook at Ray, R-E-Y, Brito, B-R-I-T-O, .com on Facebook. And friend me, follow me, check me out. I have videos out there. Email
Ray.
Me.
Ray likes to be stalked.
Email me if you want to know how to fight a goddamn speeding ticket from one of these pirates. Sticking her hands into
how
your money.
How to spend a night in jail by Ray Brito.
I'll help you out. I'll help you on getting out. Don't hire some traffic
and also
cop
this.
With a suit from quails.
And also, shut the hell up for a minute. Ray's going to get us all arrested on the way out of here.
If Ray, what do you call it? The. If Ray had a,
they're waiting for Ray outside.
Yeah. If Ray had a teleporter, he'd be using the mess out of that.
Oh yeah,
bink, bink. And again, this weekend we celebrate the 150th show at the Station Bar Grill Free Comedy Show at 2625 Route 130 South in Cranberry, New Jersey. We have a free comedy show every Friday night. I will be on it as your host, and Ray will be making an appearance there also. Well, Kevin Israel. Ken Krantz and Keith Carnival and Tim Eli also.
And Buddha,
a
Buddha?
Great show.
I thought Buddha's coming.
No Buddha.
Carnivali. I love Carnivali. Oh, yeah.
So that's this Friday. That will be August 12th, our 150 show at 8:30.
8:30 p.m.
So good night, everybody. Hope you had a good time. Ray, you ready to get out of here?
Yeah, man. Let's. You know what? We're this the kind of budget we have. We're just gonna go to the helipad right now.
That's right. Good night, everybody.
All right, good night.
See you next week.
Goodbye.